Let's move to the next chapter. I call this Overcoming the Tremendous Gravity of Habit. We were all transfixed by the lunar voyage of Apollo 11 and could hardly believe our eyes when we saw men walking on the moon. Superlatives such as fantastic and incredible were inadequate to describe those eventful days. Where was the most power and energy expended on that heavenly journey? Going 250,000 miles to the moon? Returning to the Earth? Orbiting the moon? No, not these. Not all of these together. Rather, it was on the liftoff from the Earth. More energy was spent in the first few minutes of liftoff, in the first few miles of travel, than was used in 500,000 miles for several days. The gravity pull of those first few miles was enormous. The Earth's atmosphere was compressingly heavy. It took an internal thrust greater than both the pull of gravity and the resistance of atmosphere to finally break out into orbit. Now for a moment, let's look at ourselves and at our habits. Our problems don't stem from ignorance nearly so much as they do from disobedience of that which we know to be right. For instance, how many of us regularly exercise? How many know that regular exercise would be good for them? We all know that. The problem typically does not lie in our ignorance, but in our habits. Have you ever resolved to break the overeating habit, only to disgustingly renew the resolve every other week? We could go on and on in this analysis of our various habits. How do we break them? How do we form healthy new ones? The Savior gives us insight into the process in the following magnificent parable. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it, lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all that behold him begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Most of us are great starters, but poor finishers. We begin to mock at ourselves, to lose faith in our ability to keep the promises we make with ourselves. We simply do not sit down first and count the cost to see if we have sufficient to finish, sufficient desire, sufficient internal thrust. We try to lift off our launching pad without realistically calculating the G's, the gravity pull, and the resistance of the atmosphere, our environment. Habits have a tremendous gravity pull, more than most realize or would admit. Breaking deeply embedded habitual tendencies such as procrastination, impatience, criticalness, or living in the excesses of selfishness involve more than a little willpower and a few minor changes in our lives. Furthermore, we can't fully overcome these habits and impacted tendencies by ourselves. Our own resolves, our own wills, our own efforts, all of this is necessary, but it is not sufficient. We need the transforming power of the Savior, born of faith in Him and His atoning sacrifice and of entering into a covenant with Him. This is particularly the case if we are attempting to cultivate celestial habits. No worldly psychology or philosophy, no amount of white-knuckle willpower effort, no amount of positive thinking will ever enable us to achieve a celestial level. Only in and through the power of Jesus Christ combined with all of the other. When we enter into a covenant with Him, in the ordinances and in private prayers, we take upon ourselves His name and promise to keep His commandments. He in turn promises us to give us His Spirit, which, if we are true to our promises, will renew and strengthen and transform us. In this way, we combine our power with the power of the Almighty. And no habit is stronger than that power. It will be difficult at first, very difficult. Once we decide to change, that is, to lift off the earth or to build a tower, we will have no freedom at first to do as we please. That is what comes naturally. Until new habits are formed and our old desire for the old ways have changed, we will be doing things against our will for a while simply because we know we should. It may not be too unlike the painful withdrawal process a drug addict goes through to kick the habit, whether the craving is narcotics or alcohol or just plain food. During the first few minutes in liftoff, the astronauts were strictly controlled and were powerfully buffeted by the forces of nature struggling to keep them on Earth. This is somewhat comparable to the pull of the flesh when our alarm goes off early in the morning. Unless we put mind over mattress and carry out the resolves made the night before, we will experience our first defeat that day. Not sufficient to finish, mission aborted. But if we overcome the pull and get up and get at it, we will have won a victory. We will have kept our own resolve. We can then move to other things, for by small means great things are accomplished. Thus, even this one small step is also, in another sense, a giant leap. We are now going to turn to a new section. We'll call this section Understanding and Example. That is the essence of succeeding with people. The first section, remember, we dealt with the eternal perspective. The second section, we dealt with a commitment toward that. And now we're dealing with carrying out that commitment through understanding other people and in the